95.5 KLOS Southern California's Rock Station. We're back.
Hey, where are we?
We have to do this again?
No.
What?
No.
No one told me.
I thought it was just going to be Thursdays and Fridays.
It's Kevin and Sluggo.
Hey, what's happening?
We're back. How was your weekend?
It was too short and wonderful. Nice and not hungover, surprisingly. Lots of booze, but somehow didn't get hungover. I don't know why.
Maybe your system's getting used to all of the alcohol.
Well, it should have years and years ago.
I watched a movie with some friends, and the movie was... Do you get together with people?
Yes, to watch. Oh, yeah. Well, back in the day, back before the world.
To watch movies and stuff?
Yeah.
All right. So there's three other people and I am watching this movie. And it's a new movie. It's a new movie that is called Nomadland.
Nomadland.
It just came out Friday. And it stars Frances McDormand.
Oh, I love
and
her.
And supposedly it's going to be an Oscar winner.
Right. Kind of guaranteed.
So I'm watching the movie.
Right.
And...
You loved it. It was the best thing you've ever seen.
I'm looking around at the other three people like, am I the only person that realizes that this is the dullest movie that's ever existed? Like, are they enjoying it?
Isn't that the worst feeling?
I would have, a quarter of the way in, I would have shut it off.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Nothing happens. No, it's about nomads.
So it's like Seinfeld. It's hilarious.
Seinfeld's hilarious.
Right.
Literally nothing happens. So you see Frances McDormand, and it's about all these people that live on the road in their vans or whatever, and they live in little communities, and then they move on, sort of, yeah. But it's... So you see Frances McDormand, and she's driving.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
For a minute and a half.
Neat.
Just a shot of her driving. No words.
Wow.
And then she gets out, and she walks... For a minute.
Neat.
No words.
Nothing exploding. No gunfire.
To me, it looked like this was the outtakes. This is all the stuff that isn't going to make a good movie.
Somebody in the editing room floor actually picked up all the wrong bits.
Exactly.
And put them together.
And then, so the movie comes to an end.
Who are you? So you were with a couple people. Did any of them fall asleep? Or
No.
Oh, no.
It's so beautiful. One of them said.
No.
So I was just sitting there going, oh, don't ask me what I thought. Don't ask me what I thought. And they went around the room. I loved it. It was beautiful. It was really a touching story. And they came to me and I said, that's the dullest movie I've ever seen. I wanted to try and couch it.
And were they like boo and throwing stuff? Or yeah.
I just, it's wow.
Did you know that Frances McDormand's going to be our guest later today?
Oh, no. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin Ryder and Sluggo.
Greetings. I'm so excited for Cachosaurus Rex. He's quit. You know, he's wandered off to live his Cachosaurus Rex life.
And I just started.
I know. You chased him away.
What
you
a bummer.
Broke up bands and over at that other place, and now you've chased off. But it was nice. He had a boy, little Dinerosaurus Rex, and he's the one giving cash out now. I was there for that reveal party. By the way, the gender reveal party. Yeah, mm-hmm. We couldn't tell what it was for a very long time.
Sure, because you didn't have a good gender reveal.
That's right. That's exactly.
You didn't know.
Dream is the word right now to text to 68255 to Cachosaurus's Rex's kid.
I don't know how gender reveal parties got their start.
Why are they so huge now?
I don't know.
And why are they still going on?
And I don't know. And I have kids. I don't expect anyone to be as excited as I am.
Is it just an excuse to find, you know, more presents? Bring in more?
Maybe.
Yeah, parties.
I don't know, because...
They're getting a little dangerous.
Is your baby a boy or a girl? I mean, honestly, really,
who
only
cares?
You care.
Right.
Yeah. I can't imagine anyone else cares. Play this news clip. This is a gender reveal party gone wrong.
A father-to-be died after a device he was planning to use at a gender reveal party exploded. It happened in the town of Liberty in Sullivan County. Police say 28-year-old Christopher Peckney was building something for his own child's gender reveal party, and that device exploded, killing Peckney and injuring his brother. New York State Bomb Disposal Unit is now investigating.
Something that's going to blow up about a baby.
Right.
Doesn't seem... You don't mix those two.
And now the baby doesn't have a dad because you can't make
Holy
a bomb properly.
Wow. Because you can't make a bomb properly.
I mean, come on. It's not that hard. You can look it up on the internet. But does anyone enjoy those? Has anyone listening been to a gender reveal party?
And what was it like? 818-955-KLOS.
It had to suck.
Right. Grace and Frankie style. 818-955-KLOS. It was on this day in rock in 1977 when the Eagles released the title track of Hotel California as a single. It ended up being awarded the Grammy Award for Record of the Year in 1978.
This is Kevin and Sluggo on 95. 95.5 KLOS.
Hey, it's KLOS.
Hey, I got a gender reveal.
Yes. Talk to us.
Hey, guy's a soccer player, so they put the powder in the soccer ball. So everybody's standing around waiting. He kicks the ball, and it comes out pink, and you hear, aw, instead of yay. So the guy got all pissed off. In the meantime, the ball flew and hit somebody in the head. It was a fiasco. It was just a fiasco.
It's just not possible for these things to go right at all, no matter what.
Also,
no, huh? Just wait and see what the gender is when it's born.
Also, no one cares except for the parents and maybe the grandparents.
No kidding. Or the person that's already bought all the stuff.
Who's this?
This is Sue.
Sue, thanks for calling in.
You bet.
818-955-KLOS, your gender reveal nightmares revealed.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin Ryder and Sluggo in the afternoon.
National Marzipan Day. National Clean Off Your Desk Day.
I don't know who makes these. How
Friday,
do you get one?
January 8th is Earth's Rotation Day.
What are you supposed to do with that?
Sunday, January 3rd is National Fruitcake Toss Day. Actually, I like this one. Festival of Sleep Day. National Name Your Car Day. There's a good one. National Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day. I can get behind that.
Why? Though, but why?
Who comes up with these? Is there some dude in a basement somewhere going, hey, let's see, National Bubble
Wrap. I don't know, but I'll tell you that today, the 22nd of February, is National Margarita
Yay!
Day.
Well, almost. At least it's booze. That's a good thing.
National Margarita Day, right. And so I went to the website, and I found a puppet.
A drunken puppet.
Hello, my friends. I'm Professor Hans von Puppet. Did you know National Margarita Day is every year on February 22nd. Millions of people around the world will come together to celebrate and honor this well-known frozen tequila.
No, they
drink.
Won't.
Hold on.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think millions of people will get together because, you know, a pandemic.
Right.
This was made in 2021, too.
Drunken puppet.
Whether you like it frozen or on the rocks, with salt or with no salt, strawberry, traditional, Cadillac, even mango. Help us make this the best margarita day ever.
Can't be. It's going to be the worst one
ever. It's not going to be great.
Done deal.
You might be asking, Professor, February 22nd is the middle of winter. Isn't a margarita a summer drink?
Good point.
Au contraire, mi amigo. In the darkness of winter, we need the citrus vitality and joyful fellowship of National Margarita Day all the more.
Minus fellowship. There's not going to be any fellowship.
So go to nationalmargaritaday.com to find out all about it. And find National Margarita Day on Facebook. Like it. Share it with your friends. Get them all together on February 22nd to celebrate National Margarita Day.
Minus together. Getting them all together.
Now, right. That is social networking.
We don't want... Can't be social now. Sorry, pandemic.
Damn puppets.
It's
well,
gonna
I guess
be
they can
day.
Get together. They
puppets?
Don't get it. Yeah.
So, that's a good point. Yeah. So, puppets are going to party.
I would rather National Vodka Day myself, actually.
Yeah,
is that
same.
Your drink of choice?
Yeah.
What was the first drink you had back in the day? Rum and Coke for me way back then.
Oh, no. It was, what's the one that's with, like, every single one?
Oh, yeah. Long Island Iced Tea?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. You started with Long Island Iced Tea.
I was an idiot.
Damn, dude.
Started with that and threw it right up.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Someone named Kevin. Someone named Sluggo. Deal with it.
United States calling. Are we reaching?
Why are we listening to a drunken woman making prank calls? 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Daenerosaurus Rex is the new kid on the block, and he's got $2,100 he wants to share with you. If you would be so kind as to text the word dream to 68255. It's Cash's kid, so be nice. You know, just text the word dream, 68255. What have we learned this hour, Kevin?
So far this hour, we have learned...
I see.
Don't see Nomadland. Everybody's going to tell you it's great, it's going to win the Oscar, and you're going to be miserable. We've also learned stop having gender reveal parties.
Yeah,
don't
that
do
seems
that.
Like a good idea. Yeah.
Stop doing that.
Yep.
And it's National Margarita Day.
Yay! All right. National Booze Days are always really good.
Agreed.
Yeah.
But we don't have any here.
Yeah, they didn't. They were supposed to get some.
I'm going to go look around.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently Sammy Hagar dropped off some from the Red Rocker weekend we just had.
All right.
Yeah. There might be some in the house somewhere, some tequila. Some tequila! 95.5 KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin Ryder and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hey.
About an hour from now, we're going to debut Slanguage.
Oh, yeah.
It's a new bit, Slanguage with Justin Credible.
From Power.
Yes.
That dude rules.
Going to come in.
Knights over there.
And he's going to teach us how to be hip.
Learn to speak, you guys.
Yes, I'm pretty sure that's going to be great.
Failed mission. There's no way.
Did you see the airplane that had the engine?
My God, that
on
was
fire.
Terrifying, and all the little pieces falling everywhere. I mean, someone said that it's amazing it landed with as many pieces that were already on the ground.
Yes,
yeah.
And didn't hit anybody on the ground either.
Yeah.
But imagine looking out at the wing and seeing flames.
Where was, you want to throw this?
We'll do it in a second, yeah.
Okay.
This is the newscast. This is a flight out of, I believe, Denver, and it was going to Hawaii. Thank God they weren't over the ocean.
Yeah, they'd just taken off.
Dozens of Boeing 777 jets are grounded this morning after an engine on a United Airlines plane broke apart and dropped debris on a Denver neighborhood. Passenger video on Saturday shows Flight 328's right engine on fire. This is a really disturbing picture. Mm-hmm. The plane landed safely, and no one was hurt.
In this passenger's unnerving video, you can clearly see the casing of Flight 328's number 2 engine missing.
What do you say? It only turned British right there for some reason.
I know.
Debris falling away
and
flames coming from inside. Miraculously, there were no injuries on the ground, and the Hawaii-bound flight returned safely to Denver International.
I always wondered if that happened.
Right.
You're down an engine. Can they fly?
Right. Apparently
down
so.
Down an engine.
Yeah.
Because
right?
I always just assumed that would be death, certain death.
No, I mean, was it four engines or was it just...
I think it was only two.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
One of them fell apart. It
right.
was literally
burning,
falling apart and burning.
Yeah, yeah.
And pieces were falling to the ground.
Yeah.
So imagine the people that were sitting there on that flight. Imagine what must have been going through their mind.
Right.
What's
right?
going on?
Where's Bill Shatner?
The engine's on fire right there. Wouldn't you think that...
Can we get some more nuts?
Wouldn't you think you'd be convinced you were going to die?
Yes.
This is an airline pilot explaining to you that you shouldn't.
Except it's not.
Except it's not. I don't know why he went back to the beginning.
Because it's stupid.
Okay, right there.
There we go.
Yeah.
Captain Lauren Einsettler is a commercial airline pilot with more than 3 decades of experience. She says planes are built to be able to fly on a single engine if necessary.
What do you say to people who see something like this? They're already nervous about flying and they think this is an example of why I won't fly.
I would say the opposite. If anything, people should see that these aircraft are built to withstand so much, and these pilots are highly experienced and well-trained to handle situations.
How about that?
That's amazing.
But what if they were over the water? You know what I mean? Like, the engine's falling apart piece by piece?
Who was it that landed in New York? I mean, you know,
Captain
theoretically can land one
Sully?
If you know what you're doing.
Something?
Yeah, well
Sully
done.
Sullenberger or
yeah,
something?
Sullenberger.
I don't remember his name. Have you ever had a near-death experience?
Me?
Yeah.
No.
I had one.
I really haven't, yeah?
When I was younger, I was rock climbing,
uh-huh.
and I got myself stuck in a situation where I was either going to have to... I was stuck between two cliffs, and I was going to have to jump from where I was to the other one. Now, it wasn't that far, but...
But if you miss...
If I miss, I die.
Yeah, like how far was the crevasse?
It was about 75, 85 feet.
What the hell were you doing out there? Were you by yourself?
So then I was afraid to jump because do I think I am? Why would I? But I had to.
Right.
And now my grip is like really getting weak.
Shaky.
Yes. And I'm like, okay, if I wait longer and jump, I'm not going to be able to grab onto
Muster.
Anything.
Yeah.
And I literally just thought, I've had a good life, and I jumped.
Wow.
And I made it to the other side, and I was, but for that second, for that maybe 30 seconds, I was...
Pretty convinced.
Convinced.
Right.
This is it for me.
Right.
This is it for me. I don't have, and I'm sure every single person on that airplane had the same feeling.
Oh, of course.
This is it for me.
Yeah.
And they had to get out of their seats and go look at the fire. Can you imagine?
Well, they really, like, be trying to keep the plane, like, you know, and everybody's going to the side that you don't want them on, of course.
What would have happened if that engine fell off?
Right.
Can they still fly it? See, it sounds
like it. I believe so, apparently.
That's insanity.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to take your near-death experiences.
Yeah.
I may not have died, but I was 1,000% convinced that I was going to.
Right.
So that's what we're looking for.
Right.
You were sure that you were going to die soon.
Right. 818-955-KLOS. You can text us as well. Text us your story if you want. That is 800-955-KLOS. But to talk to Kevin Sluggo, 818-955-KLOS. Tell us about when you damn near died. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Those mother bitches over there!
Kevin. Kevin and Sluggo.
Mother sons of liars!
Afternoons on KLOS.
Was I just on the air talking?
No, that didn't happen.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
So the whole plane thing, that engine on fire, they were able to turn it around, even though bits of it were falling off, has freaked everyone out, I think.
And landed safely and hurt no one.
Right. Amazing. Crazy. So we're looking for your near-death experiences, which should lead to some fun times. 818-955-KLOS. Hello.
Hi, my name's Olivia.
Hi, Olivia. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm assuming, though, you weren't so good at one point in time.
You thought you were going to die, Olivia.
I did.
Talk to us. Tell us about it. What happened?
Okay, I was in Las Vegas at a concert, and someone decided to shoot into the crowd.
Oh!
And there were 8 people that passed away.
Isn't the Mandalay Bay thing, is it? Is that what you're talking about?
Correct, yeah.
Oh, my God, you were in that crowd?
I was in that crowd, and there were 8 people that passed away that were actually within probably 1 to 2 feet from me.
Oh, my God.
We had to physically help one of my girlfriends up that had 2 people that had fallen onto her.
Wow.
Have you ever talked to anybody? You sat down with someone, a therapist or whatever, and gone through all of this?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
good,
definitely.
Because your first call should not be to us.
Yeah, no. No, you know what? No call should be to us, but...
I've been through therapy, and it's really helped me. I mean, I've been able to continue to live my life.
Good. I would say anything that you've gone through something anywhere like this at all, do get help. Just reach out and get that help, right?
Oh, absolutely. Everyone, I think, that was there, majority has been seeking help. We have, we're a big support, for each other.
And no more country music.
Now there's your problem.
Thank you for calling.
I can't wait to go to
the next one.
We're going to take your calls, near-death experiences, or you were just 100% convinced
that
you were going to die.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS.
It was on this day in rock in 1989 when heavy metal was first included at the Grammy Awards as a category. Metallica performed on stage, but the first heavy metal award went to Jethro Tull.
I got 3 words for you.
Kevin. And Sluggo. Now on 95.5 KLOS.
We should get an interview with Angus. That'd be cool.
Matt, could you arrange that at some point down the line? Talk to Angus Young?
I think so.
Oh, his mic's not on there. Him. There you go.
It would be great. He was awesome last night on the show.
Matt Pinfield! Excellent. Yay! Now, I know you've got a near-death experience story. You got to tell us in a couple minutes. Will you do that?
I absolutely will.
Let's squeeze in a couple of calls, and then we'll have Matt tell his.
And, we had just talked about the Mandalay Bay. That was the first thing we were talking about, that particular. She called in and told us that whole story. Hi, hello.
Yes, I've had a laugh. How about some levity? Because that was some serious stuff that that woman said. I feel so bad.
I know, right? That was intense as hell. That was such a horrible, horrible moment in time.
Yeah, I was expecting something, entertaining, but that was wicked terrible. My goodness.
Yeah, I agree. Well, what about you? What was your experience?
I have had a few, but a funny one I had. I do stand-up comedy, and I was on stage, and before I had gone to the show, I had asked the guy I was taking care of, his son, to give me some allergy medication I need. I didn't realize I have low blood pressure. He gave me his father's high blood pressure medication. So I'm having a great set, and then all of a sudden I start slurring my words and falling around on the stage. Have to get driven back home.
Hey, welcome to my life.
Yeah, that's Kevin's normal day-to-day existence, actually.
That's a normal day.
What's your name?
My name is Lindsay, and I'm LA for short.
Lindsay, right on. Thanks for calling.
Sure thing.
Okay, take care. Hi, KLOS, who's this?
Hey, this is Zach. How's it going?
Good. Zach, how you doing, man?
Hey, good, good. I just wanted to tell you about that one time I almost died.
Yes, please.
So a few years ago, I was climbing Mount Baldy, and I got on the top of Mount Baldy and basically got stuck. There was just too much ice up there. I was in my tennis shoes. And so I couldn't go back down the mountain. I had to keep going up to the top of the mountain. And when I finally got to the summit of Mount Baldy, the wind was coming over the back of the mountain. My brain was like freezing in the back of my head, and I basically thought that was it. I was going to die, and kind of found shelter behind this rock and fell asleep, and I thought that was it. And these two alpine climbers, mountain climbers, woke me up and basically walked me down the mountain for the next 9 hours.
Wow. If they hadn't done that, you'd still be up there.
Yeah, yeah. We'd be finding your skeleton about now.
I would have just fell asleep on the rock and been done.
So. Damn. So lesson is never go up not completely, totally prepared.
Exactly.
Maybe don't climb mountains with tennis shoes.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Well, dude, thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, no problem.
And Matt Pinfield, welcome to the studio, sir.
It's good to see you guys.
It's good to see you, man.
Good to see you.
It's so awesome that you're on this little radio station now, too.
I'm excited that me and Kevin are here with you, Sluggo. It's kind of like it's a great reunion because you and I were on the radio in New York City together.
Yep.
At the East Coast K-Rock when it existed in the Howard Stern years, of course. Yep. And it was fun because I would call in and be on Kevin and Bean's show back in the day from South by Southwest, you know, that music festival every year.
And we say, try to summarize for us. It's just impossible.
Yeah, it's a hard one. I've got to reel myself in a little bit there, just a bit, right?
So tell Kevin he doesn't know your near-death experience.
You almost died?
You know, it was unbelievable. You know, what happened was this was December 3rd, 2018. It was a Monday night, like tonight. It was about 7:45 at night, and I was in Hollywood, and I was just, I literally got some coffee and some Thai food, and I was crossing the street on Franklin Avenue, and it was unusually quiet at that moment. And what happened was, I'm like, oh, cool, I can cross the street and go over to where I live over there by Hollywood Tower. And as I get to the third lane, I look to my right. I'm looking back and forth, and I see a car gunning towards me at about 40. They estimated it was like 40, 45 miles an hour. I tried to jump out of the way. I jumped up, and the bumper caught my leg and snapped my leg in half. So I had a compound fracture. Then I went up. My body went up and jettisoned through the windshield. So my head went through the windshield, shattered the windshield, tore my head open. So the whole right side of my head was exposed to the skull. Part of my ear was hanging off. That happened so fast that I didn't even realize I'd gone through the windshield because I was conscious for this entire thing, although I was in shock. So then next thing I remember, I'm spinning off the hood of the car. I can smell the heat of the engine. Like, that's the one thing I remember is the heat, the smell of the engine, the oil. And then
you thought, don't lose the Thai food.
Yeah.
Hang on to that Thai food.
Well, you know, Hollywood Thai food's very good.
I didn't lose it. I did not lose it. Nice. Which is amazing. Good. But I was thrown 15 feet away in the air. I landed on my back and my head.
Wow.
And miraculously was not paralyzed or dead, which blew them away because, you know, it took them 9 minutes to get there. My femoral artery, had it been severed, would have bled out in 5 minutes. Took them 9 minutes to get there in the EMS.
Wow.
They got there, they put me on a tarp, and then they carried me into the ambulance, and they said to me, can you feel your toes? And I was like, yeah, I can feel my toes.
They put you on a tarp?
Yeah, they put me on a tarp.
Hollywood.
Because my leg was
stretchers and gurneys.
My leg was broken in half, so there was like, I literally at one point, I was in such adrenaline shock, I tried to lift myself up. I looked at my pretzel-shaped leg and went, guess I'm not going anywhere.
Oh, my
and
God.
You know what? None of my sneakers, I couldn't find my sneakers, but my phone survived. Well, it was thrown like 20 feet. A neighbor found it.
Why do shoes go flying? I mean, that's where a lot of times you see shoes on the road. That's probably what it is. Yeah.
But they told me I was an absolute miracle, that I should have been dead or paralyzed. Rushed me to the hospital. I got to Cedars-Sinai. It was crazy. They had my face completely taped up. And the doctor there, I hear one guy go, hey, you want me to staple him up? And he goes, no. I watch this guy on MTV. He's like a rock guy like me. And so he literally slowly sewed me up while he talked about AC/DC and Judas Priest.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, can you give me just a little more painkiller there or something?
Oh, my God.
You know, it was super painful. And you know, it was a miracle that I survived it. And then, of course, TMZ broke the story. And they're actually pretty kind to me, generally. They don't say anything negative because, you know, I've never been
You're not a partier and all that stuff.
Yeah, well, I've been a partier. Because I'm sober now, believe it or not. Almost 10 months, right?
But they were upset that you had lost the Thai food, right?
I think that was what it was.
Like, well, you spilled the Thai
food
all over.
The person who hit me, I heard, lost their food. Because they thought they had killed me.
God, yeah.
So they got out of their car. And
God, that's
frightening as hell.
It was.
Hit someone in that.
But that was incredible. I consider myself so blessed. People are like, why is he... Like, they had me on TMZ, and they were, like, doing a FaceTime interview with me from my hospital bed. I looked like a monster.
With
like
your face hanging off?
Yeah, with everything hanging off by Friday.
Well, they did a great job. I mean, he looks like totally normal human being now. Yeah.
So yeah, I mean, if you got to look up close, you can see the scar that goes down and behind the ear.
That's so cool, though, when you get down to it.
I'll tell you something. I'm super grateful to be alive.
Yeah.
You know, I've got to let you guys know that. And I'm sober, and I'm healthy, and I'm doing great. I mean, and I'm on KLOS Sunday nights, 8 to 10, which is so much fun.
There's only one thing, Matt. There's only one weird thing. We were looking for near-death experiences, and this doesn't really sound all that serious. I mean, not that big a deal. I mean, clearly you just walked away from that.
I was just carried away from it.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
It's
KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It says here Tuesday on the Heidi and Frank show, we're going to find out which guy on the show is best in bed. Is that something we want?
Wait. I think the audience wants to know.
Do they? Okay.
This is the program director, Keith. You've worked with them for quite some time now. So who do you think is the best one in the sack, in the hay?
I have to say, you know, I think people would bet on Frank, but I think Jordan.
Oh, really?
Board op engineer. Producer, I think Jordan, like, he's very kind of brawny, lumberjack type of guy. Six-something.
And you found this out personally?
I do not know that. Okay, personal.
Not yet.
Just checking.
And our friend Matt Pinfield here. Thank you for sharing that insane story a minute ago, dude.
Grateful to be alive.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Here at KLOS.
We're looking for your near-death experiences thanks to that plane basically not falling out of the sky somehow the other day. And Keith, you were saying something?
Trust me, I didn't plan on telling this story on the radio. It's pretty embarrassing. But in ninth grade... I almost died.
Sorry, I thought you said ninth grade.
It was ninth grade.
Okay.
You know how smart we are when we're in ninth grade?
Sure.
I didn't know anything about drinking. I didn't know how to drink at all. And no, I should not have been. I'm not proud of it. But I went to the Ozzy Metallica concert.
Nice.
All right.
And a friend of mine smuggled in a bottle of Everclear.
Oh, wood grain alcohol.
Did you know what Everclear was?
I had no idea.
Oh, man.
Now, in ninth grade, I was not a big drinker when I was a kid. I wasn't breaking the law too much, but I did know what, like, peppermint schnapps was or Little Kings. Mm-hmm. And, no, I didn't know how potent Everclear was, and I had way too much of it.
Oh, my God. That's one thimble. One thimble, especially in ninth grade, is too much of it.
Just horrible. And, and we ended up backstage because my friend's parents, whatever, we got passes back there. I don't even know how I got back there, but my whole backstage encounter... when I was supposed to be meeting Ozzy, I was in the bathroom.
Oh, no.
Throwing up in the toilet. And there were three strippers in there taking care of me.
Oh,
they were waiting to meet the band.
That's awesome.
So I went.
That's really good. Strippers, really.
Yeah.
Now, they had their clothing on, and again, I was a minor, so...
Right.
But it was... I almost died that night.
Oh, my God. Yes, you did.
And that's it. I'm out.
That seems good.
Yay! Thank you very much. So you were talking to Angus Young this past Sunday on New and Approved. That happened Sunday nights at 8. Matt, and how did that go? It sounded great. I loved hearing him chat with you on the radio.
You know, Angus is great. You know, we had dinner years ago in New York City. He and I and Brian Johnson in the MTV Music Department. Small dinner. And during that dinner, I grabbed Angus. I said, I pulled him to the side. And I said, Angus, you got to tell me some Bon Scott stories. I'm talking about, you know, the original singer of AC/DC. And that's when he told me that great story about how Bon had actually seen Brian Johnson's band and had endorsed his replacement while he was still alive, which is such a crazy story.
Yeah.
So what he did was, and we told it, of course, he told it last night. I prompted him to tell the story again. What happened was Brian was, in this band called Geordie was the name of the band. It kind of sounded like Slade back in the, 70s. And, Bon goes to see them play live, and, Brian Johnson is going mad. I mean, he's, like, screaming top of his lungs, rolling around on the floor. They said he reminded him of Little Richard, or, he was just going off, screaming, hitting the notes. But what Bon Scott did not know is that after he left, an ambulance showed up, and Brian Johnson's appendix burst on stage, and he was in so much pain. That's what the screaming was about.
Wow.
Yeah, so he had to be taken to the hospital before the show ended.
Wow.
Bond thought it was part of the act.
Sure.
And therefore endorsed his replacement. So I had Angus tell that story last night, which is, you know, just classic AC/DC
it
stuff. But
really
Angus is such
is.
A good dude. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah. Well, I was so, there's a whole video, right, that's available to see every little bit of the interview, right?
Yeah, if you want to see that, you can go to, of course, 95.5KLOS.com. Go to our website, and all those interviews are up there, like Chris Robinson from the Black Crowes, Taylor Momsen, Pretty Reckless.
Cool.
You know, I love that. I love that they all end up there on Monday mornings after the show.
Sunday nights, 8 to 10. It's new and approved. And I figured since we're talking about AC/DC and drinking, have a drink on me. 95.5KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Penfield has some pretty cool stories.
Matt, you have unbelievable stories.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Thanks.
Matt Penfield has all the stories.
You have, yeah. So what were you just telling us? That was just beautiful.
We were talking about AC/DC, you know, and it's funny because I was remembering when Christian Hann was on Heidi and Frank's show and he dissected Let There Be Rock.
Mm-hmm.
And I was remembering Angus telling me a story years ago, Angus Young of AC/DC, about, you know, the three of us were discussing while the song was on, you know, how he had producer Mutt Lange, who, you know, really worked with them and worked with Def Leppard and changed the direction, kind of with clean things up around Highway to Hell and Back in Black. But early on, Angus and Malcolm's older brother, this guy named George Young and Harry Vanda, the two guys that were in a 60s band that had a huge hit in America called Friday on My Mind, the Easy Beats. That was his older brother. So, you know, his older brothers were rock stars already. But they were producing the Let There Be Rock album. And Angus told me, he goes, you know, if you listen to the lead at the end of the song and it sounds so
frantic.
He goes
completely bananas.
He said, he goes nuts, right?
Yeah.
He said that his amp caught fire. And
what?
That literally his older brother, because his older brother, of course, was like saying, stay in there. Keep playing.
While it was on fire.
While the amp was on fire.
Brothers are the best.
Yeah, big brother, you know, basically bullying you into staying and keep playing. And Angus thought his amp was going to explode.
Wow.
But they kept the take, which I think is
awesome. Oh, my God, that's
awesome.
Beautiful.
You know?
That is awesome.
Stay
a message.
Points apply.
Sorry.
Thanks, man. Thanks for pointing at me. We're in the same building as Power 106.
Yeah.
So, Sligo and I are pretty square. So, we're going to have Justin Credible, who does the nights there, come over.
Nice.
Teach us some language.
Oh, nice.
Some slanguage,
yeah.
Perhaps.
So what?
Slanguage.
Slanguage.
Sure.
Slanguage. With Justin Credible. In minutes on KLOS.
Check.
Introduce yourself to Los Angeles. Well, this part of Los Angeles anyway, if you would be so kind, sir.
I would love to, man. My name is Justin Credible. I'm on the air every night at our sister station, Power 106 here.
Power 106.
That's going to be so awesome, man.
It's a good
time. Amazing radio station.
It's a good time, man. Yeah, it's an honor, man. You know, I'm born and raised in Los Angeles, California.
Cool.
So having a chance to be at the hometown heritage station, play some hip-hop jams, man, it's a dream come true, man.
Well, we want to do something called Slanguage.
Slanguage sounds fun.
Slanguage.
Yeah, because, you know, we're very, very G-rated, and we want to hip it up a little, and we were told that you are the man to see.
I hope I can help, guys. I can help. I'm here.
Let's give it a try. We'll give it our best shot. I don't have any faith in us, but go ahead.
I don't either.
I got faith, man.
All right. All right. Slanguage.
So what I want to do is, I guess I'll give you guys some words that we use, you know, amongst the community, the culture.
All right.
And just, you know, I wrote a few down here.
Okay, good.
All right, so I'm going to start off light. The first word I want to throw at you, the first slanguage word would be lit. Brand new show here on air.
Right.
You're lit out here.
I don't think we are yet.
No, I don't think we're lit at all.
No, you're lit out here.
Oh, we are. Okay.
Oh, okay. Booming. It's like you're lit. The show's on.
But nobody's listening.
Hold on. We're booming?
Okay?
I think you're booming.
All right. All right. Right on.
All right.
Wait, is that another word we could use? Booming.
Booming's another word.
Oh, I like that one.
Stuck it in there.
Okay. And it's not a bad band from the 90s. That's a good thing.
All right.
Booming would be like popular, like popping.
Okay.
All right. This one here, I think you guys are going to really like. This is one of my favorite words that I'm using right now.
All right.
This is on God.
On God.
On God.
On God.
On God.
Now, this could be used a few ways.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, if I want to reassure you of something, right? Like, I'm going to be on time today to come to your show. I would say, I'm going to be on time. That's on God.
Wow. So you're like swearing to us that that's God.
That's how you know I mean business.
Okay.
All right. Or.
On God. Okay.
If you're, it's a few meanings.
Okay.
If you're telling me, like, you got a favorite sports team,
Lakers. No, you're asking the wrong dude. Lakers, ask him. Lakers, yeah, there you go. Lakers. Oh, Lakers, yes. Lakers, I'll go with right? that. Yeah, yeah.
So if you're like, oh, Lakers going to go back-to-back this year.
Right.
Right? I'm going to agree with you. I'm saying on God.
I got you.
On
all right.
God. So I thought you guys
so were, on yeah. God means that's what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly. See?
Come on now.
All right. Let's keep it going.
All right.
You know about turned up, right?
Sure.
Turned up is like the energy I came in on.
I don't think we could pull turned up off.
I don't think so.
I don't think we're the guys to do it.
No.
You don't
it's
think
very
so?
Jersey, though, isn't it? Isn't turned very Jersey? Is
turnt
that right?
Might have stemmed from where, the East Coast.
Let's look into the Oxford Dictionary and see exactly where this
no, I don't think
origin.
We could, I don't think either of us could pull off turned up.
I feel like on a Friday, you guys are turned up in here.
See, it sounds fine when you say it.
I don't see any alcohol, though. I mean, over on our side, I'm definitely turning up, though.
Okay. All right.
Let's keep going.
All right.
Are you guys familiar with That's OD?
That's OD.
Just like you would think. Overdose?
No.
Okay.
Oh, that's too much? Is that what that means?
So it's like dope, but it's to the next...
Like, it's a little extra.
Yeah,
right?
No, that's no good, yeah.
He's ODing.
It's like OD was no that good. Garfield friend, wasn't he? OD, Garfield's friend?
No, that's not. Oh, it doesn't have anything to do
with
it.
I guess I'm wrong.
Was it the cartoon?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about.
Okay.
I'd say we're not OD.
You don't think so?
No, not yet. We will be. We're just now lit. We're not OD.
The show's lit for sure.
Okay.
All right. One final one for Slanguage.
We're doing Slanguage.
Slanguage. Like Slanguage, yeah.
Power I'm honored to be here, man. Thank you, man. You guys
Dude,
for having
that's awesome, having some power. We got to get a lot more mixed up.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's do it, man. Let's let's bridge the gap,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
All right. So the final one would be I bet.
I bet.
That's
bet. Meaning all right.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, nice catch. Yes.
Thank you.
Wow.
It's like all right, bet.
But what does bet mean?
So bet is just like if we're on the phone, if we're having a conversation,
right?
And you say something like, "I'll meet you for lunch around noon,"
and then I'll say, "On God."
You could say,
"Oh, there
God.
You go." Ah, damn,
God
dude.
Works.
We're gonna OD.
No, we're probably not gonna OD. Okay. We don't want to OD.
Is okay. OD gonna be there?
Who?
The dog's friend? The cat's friend?
Not if I'm inviting you out of lunch.
Okay, what was the word?
I bet. Okay. So it's like I understand. I bet. I'm on it.
Why
I
bet?
Bet. Bet is just like bet. Like confirm.
I mean, doesn't I mean I understand?
Yeah, kind of.
You
does.
Don't need bet.
Yeah.
I'm saying
wait a minute,
bet.
He's fooling you. What's
yeah,
going
no,
on?
I'm living here. That's kind of.
You just know all of it, don't you, Kevin?
I really
what
do.
Are you keeping in your head.
Kev's got the slanguage,
yeah,
man.
Yeah,
I am very hip.
Damn, Carol.
No, you're lit. You're lit.
I'm lit, right. That's what I meant.
Woo!
You're slanguage, everybody.
I'd say that went well.
Well done, Justin.
Thank you guys for having me, man.
So peaceful.
I know, right?
Don't talk.
No, never.
This is beautiful. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
And in a few minutes, it's going to be quite a bit louder. Violet Saturn, it's the local band from Malibu that we
love so much.
Yeah, so cool. And we're going to throw that on in just a couple of minutes. So, Kevin and Slug, day 3.
I feel like we're on in the afternoon.
Yeah.
So, we should do
a lot of traffic.
Traffic?
Oh, yeah. You know what? I have the perfect person. I think, is she on the line?
Hello?
Hi!
This is Lisa May.
It is.
Yeah, Lisa. Ding, 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 and all of that.
How are you?
Margo and Kevin, this is amazing.
It's the end of radio as we know it.
I know. That's true.
Where are you right now, Lisa?
I am in Palm Springs, in my lovely home.
Oh.
And so you had decided to quit this damn radio thing and go out there and teach people how to karate kick or karate dance. Or...
She's a black belt, yes.
Yes, kung fu fighting.
Well, we know that I'm a brown belt.
Brown belt.
And I broke a really big piece of chocolate, as Kevin can attest to.
Yeah.
And it only hurt my hand a little.
I worked with Lisa for how many years did I work with you?
We worked together from 91 until, 2015?
Isn't that crazy?
I mean, yeah, it was a long time.
It was a crash landing at the end, but so was mine.
That's radio.
Yeah.
That's radio, yes.
Definition of radio.
Yeah, and then I came over here, and I was so happy to join this team, and most especially because my friend Lisa May was in-house, and then you're like, ah, Sluggo, I'm out. That was very wise of you, actually.
Did you do that?
It took a few years.
Because you, in fact, hate Sluggo.
No, I love Sluggo. Oh, okay. So much fun to have Sluggo come over. He's so, like, happy and warm and lovely all the time and always asks about your dog.
He's a little happy child.
Thank you guys for lying and covering for me, because, you know, the exact opposite is true. I'm going to have a meltdown here any minute, I'm sure.
Well, Lisa...
That's an a-hole. But go ahead.
We always got the traffic from you for a long time, so can you... Where are you? Palm Springs?
Yes.
All right, give us a big update.
Yeah, yeah. What's the roads like?
I can totally do it.
Yeah.
I can totally do it. So let's start with the 10.
Okay.
Say 10. You know, it's not too crowded through Cabazon.
Okay.
It looks really good. There may be a little wind. And,
oh, that's my fault. I'm sorry.
And, like, I don't know, some debris. That's about it. All the way to the 111. Then you take the 111, and that takes you into Palm Springs. And that's a little windy, but really sunny and beautiful, and windmills. And then there's lights, and you take the lights through Palm Springs, and you go on all the way through Cathedral City and Rancho Mirage.
This is starting to sound like a near-death experience.
Wide open.
This is like the near-death experience we were talking about.
Are you giving us directions to your house?
And then you go to Palm... No, no, no. You passed my house now.
Oh, damn it.
Desert to Fred Waring, and that's where the strength code is, which is where I teach you to get stronger.
Oh, wait, what's the name of it?
The Strength Code Palm Desert.
And everybody head out there right now. Drive out there right now. She just said the traffic is perfectly clear. And let's go see Lisa May. Yay!
Yay!
What a nice reunion.
It's lovely. Can I do the out cue?
Yeah, please do.
I'm Lisa May, and that's KLOS Traffic.
95.5 KLOS. Tell me about that band.
Oh, man. Violet Saturn and brother and sister team out of Malibu. I got to see them just before the world shut down.
Oh.
They were just getting their start in this tiny little rehearsal
space. Terrible time to launch a band.
Energy. Yeah, right? Enjoy 2020.
Wow.
Yeah, they're just so great.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing them live and for real. By the way, have you texted the word stimulus yet to our new tiny little Denoros? Denero. I knew I couldn't say
that. Yeah, I knew.
It's just not going to happen.
Try it again.
Denerosaurus Rex. It's Cassiosaurus's kid.
Son.
Yeah, kid.
Yeah.
68255 is the word stimulus, please. Quickly.
When I was out of work, I was watching a lot of TV,
mm-hmm.
and I started watching a show called To Catch a Smuggler.
Okay.
On Discovery Channel.
Right.
And it's basically people trying to get drugs into the United States in 1,000 different ways.
Wow, yeah.
And they've got agents there that are questioning people, and they've
right.
got drug-sniffing dogs, and
right.
it's kind of crazy.
Right.
And I saw this headline, customs agents in Cincinnati seized 44 pounds of cornflakes.
Oh, yeah, I saw this.
Covered in cocaine instead
right.
of sugar.
How the hell did that happen? Where's my cocaine? Damn it!
I don't know, but you know, cornflakes don't really weigh much.
No.
So I don't know how big the shipment was to be 44
right.
pounds of it, but imagine biting into cornflakes or giving them to your kids.
Well, that'll wake you up.
And they actually have cocaine on it instead
man.
Of sugar.
Yeah, you know.
A drug-sniffing dog found it first
right.
and was sniffing at it, and they were like, wait, what's going on? And they saw it, and it was like, all right, covered in cocaine.
Well, who did this? How did this even happen?
It's a company called Angel Cereals out of Lima, Peru. And I think we have the CEO and the marketing director.
Oh, is
on
this
the line.
On the online? Hello? Hey, it's KLOS.
Hey, guys. How you doing, man? This is Chad Angel. How you doing? It's Angel Cereals out of Peru. How's it going, fellas?
Wow. Well, we're well, and it sounds like you're doing pretty well as well.
Woo! Woo! I'm doing great, man. You know, I want you to know, I heard you guys talking about the story, and I just want you to know, I am the CEO and marketing, you know, executive from Cereales Angel, which is, we say, down here in Peru. But actually, it's a company named after me. I'm Chad Angel. It's my cereal company.
Okay.
And I just wanted to straighten a couple things out, if you don't mind.
Okay, yes,
no,
please.
That sounds very good. Tell us about it, sir.
Look, this whole thing's a misunderstanding, okay? I do distribute cereals around the world. I am an international company. I'm a company, and we sell cereal all around the world. And yes, the cornflakes were my cornflakes, but I had nothing to do with any cocaine that was ever found by any dogs.
Yeah, I mean, there were 44 pounds of it.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy, right? It's crazy. If you had 44 pounds of cocaine, let's say that's a street value of, I don't know, $2,822,400, would you put it in this cereal, man? That's crazy. Who would do that?
I mean, I think you do that. People do that. No way.
I don't, I'm a legitimate businessman. All I do is sell cereal. And, you know, it's crazy. The whole thing's like a massive undertaking. And what are they doing with dogs around cereal anyway? That seems unsanitary to me, man. You want, like, dog hair in your Rice Krispies? Not me, man.
You sound like you're very excited,
sir. Yeah, you're a little amped.
Well, I'm just a happy guy. I'm a happy guy. That's why they call me the Snow Angel, man. Like, my friends call me Snow Angel because I like to make snow angels. And they call me Chatty Lines because, you know, I wear a lot of stripes, or Chatty Rails. Because I like to go on a lot of railroad trips, or Chatty Bumps, or Chatty Toots, or Johnny 8-Ball. I play a lot of pool with Johnny Cocaine. I got a lot of different nicknames. But I am a legitimate businessman, and I'm just trying to sell cereal, man.
Okay, so you're saying that there was no cocaine on the cornflakes?
Not when they left my factory, man. No, something happened between my factory and Cincinnati, man, and I had nothing to do with it. It's crazy. I mean, this is, I'm losing my mind. This is nuts. Hold on a second. What? Okay. Look, I gotta go, man. I just got a huge order. Donald Trump Jr. just ordered 47 cases of Cocoa Puffs.
55 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin Ryder and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hey, how the hell are you?
Good? Why are you yelling?
I don't know. I'm not sure exactly. Stimulus, that's still the word to send to 68255. Dinerosaurus Rex awaits your call. And we got a new Foo Fighters song. I really like it a lot. It's off the new album Medicine at Midnight. We're going to play that in a matter of moments. And then whether or not another Foo Fighters song people want to hear again.
Should we play the cover of them doing the Bee Gees?
Yeah, do you want to hear
that? What was the name of the song? You Should Be Dancing?
No, How Deep Is Your Love? No, that's not right. I don't know. I don't know, disco. That's not true. I think it's
You Should Be Dancing. I think.
Their version of it. I think you're right. That's right.
I don't know why you're arguing with me.
You're completely wrong.
So we're going to play a new Foo Fighters song, and then should we play
You Should Be Dancing? 818-955-KLOS. Weigh in on that. Do you want to hear that other Foo Fighters song? And then what are those Heidi and Frank folk up to in the AM?
Tomorrow morning they're going to find out which guy in the show is best in bed, and I don't know how they're going to figure that out.
Yeah, what exactly is
it? It's just going to be guys bragging.
Yeah, I mean, well, there is a little extra studio back there. They could take each one back 7 minutes in heaven, you know,
and
see. I'm not volunteering for that, however.
No. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin Ryder and Sluggo.
Hey, and it's fitness this hour that we want to see out of you. 68255 fitness to Dinerosaurus Rex. So should we do this song? What do you think?
I love it.
I really did like it the other day.
But the Foo Fighters did a cover of a Bee Gees song.
Yeah.
And we took three calls, and if I remember correctly, all three of them were thumbs up.
Yeah, I definitely want to play the new one, Making a Fire. I definitely want to play that, but should we play this one? Hello, KLOS.
Hey, there, Sluggo.
What's happening?
Mario.
Good. Say hi to my pal, Kevin.
Hey.
God damn it, Kevin. I'm so glad you're back on the air.
Thank you. Holy crap.
We're stuck here in Oklahoma because we left California.
Okay.
And you guys were such a bright star in our mornings, and then it all went away, and it was all dark. And now it's all happy again.
Yeah.
Wow, that was quite a roller coaster.
Yeah. So you're listening online at 955klos.com?
No, I have magic ears, and I could listen.
Wow, that's crazy.
That's beautiful. Well done, sir.
You're such a weirdo, Sluggo. I did that.
I don't know what you're talking about, sir.
I know, right? So, yeah, love you guys. Show's awesome. Get rid of all the music and just talk and do the Kevin and Sluggo show.
Wait, are you saying you don't want to hear the Bee Gees, the Foo Fighters cover of the Bee Gees song?
Yes, I do, actually.
Oh, okay. All right, then we will do it. The Bee Gees covering the Foo Fighters, or the other way around.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, thanks, man. All right, take care. Take care in Oklahoma.
God, we're trying.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Yeah, that's close enough. Now, yeah.
Close. Have the Foo Fighters ever done a song that you hate?
Oh, wow, good question. No, I don't think so.
Not for me either.
That's pretty rare.
Yep.
Wow, I hadn't thought about it. You said that Dave is one of your all-time favorite interviews.
Oh, like, he's the best, He's funny. He doesn't take himself seriously.
Right.
It's so refreshing.
Right, yeah. I just remember one moment. There was a long time ago. It was a moment with Kevin.
Oh, great.
No, but it wasn't really, actually. Dave was in, and you were saying, you know, you're really tired, and you were just wondering if he could play this or that song, and he's like, oh, that sounds great, except, you know, you're not the boss of me, man. I was in Nirvana.
He did say that.
I used to run that.
A long time since he's wanted to talk about that.
He was awesome. That is awesome.
Agreed.
So, gender reveal parties are the latest thing that we think need to stop.
Stop it.
Stop it! No this, more!
I don't understand why this happens. I don't know why they have a party. I don't know why they expect anyone to care about right. the sex of the baby, except for the parents and maybe the grandparents, if you're lucky.
We were talking to people earlier and asking if anybody had ever been to a successful or fun gender reveal party, and basically, no, it's always a disaster.
It's just stop it.
Yeah.
Stop doing this.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
is out of Liberty, New York. A man... Well, play the news audio.
Okay, check this out.
A father-to-be died after a device he was planning to use at a gender reveal party exploded. It happened in the town of Liberty in Sullivan County. Police say 28-year-old Christopher Peckney was building something for his own child's gender reveal party, and that device exploded, killing Peckney and injuring his brother. New York State Bomb Disposal Unit is now investigating.
Building something? What are you building?
What is he
that's
building?
Blow up.
The bomb disposal department Damn. Is on the way.
Yeah.
Stop it. I mean, I'm sure that the kid would rather have a dad.
Right.
Than a
right.
cool gender reveal party.
If you've ever actually had a good or horrible gender reveal party, we'd love to hear from you.
I mean, I feel like they're all horrible.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
The parents.
Yeah. 818-955-KLOS. It was on this day in rock in 1994 when Prince was granted the trademark for that symbol that he had been using as his name.
Visit Kevin and
Sluggo. Kevin and Sluggo now on KLOS.
Yeah, I love that song.
Same.
One of my favorites.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo, and we're talking about gender reveal parties.
Has there ever been a good one ever? And we took a couple of calls. 818-955-KLOS.
Hey.
Hey.
Am I on the air?
Yeah.
How about the Apple fire with a gender reveal party?
I mean, right? The massive fire
right.
a couple years ago or whenever that
set
was?
Set the wildfire. I think it was in the last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was horrible, but we are talking about stopping gender reveal parties,
yeah.
for God's sake.
Trying to shut it down. Hey, thanks for calling. Hi, KLOS.
Yeah, I got a... story on a good gender reveal party.
A good one, okay.
My son-in-law is a firefighter in Lake Charles, Louisiana. They gave him permission to put it on the fire truck, so when it sprayed, if it sprayed red, it would have been a girl. Blue, it was a boy.
No, I don't think that's right.
And that one sprayed red.
Did they spray the crowd that was there with that?
No, this one ended good. They sprayed it off in the distance, and everybody cheered, and then we all knew it was a girl.
Ah, okay. So nobody died, nothing exploded, all went well.
The fire truck didn't run anybody over.
All right. Well, good.
Well, that's one.
That's one. There you go. Thanks for calling, man. Hi, KLOS.
Hey, Sluggo, what's up?
What's
hey,
happening? Kevin,
how you doing?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, not much. Hey, my mom wants to talk to you guys and stuff.
Your mom wants to talk to us?
Yeah, I mean, she had my mom. You haven't talked to her in a long time, Kevin.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, okay, hold on. Well, Kevin, just talk to him.
Just leave me alone.
She does not want that.
She's 81 years old.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, poor mom. Yeah. She's like, this isn't the Lawrence Welk channel. I don't want to talk to them. Oh, that's cool. But did she have a good gender reveal party story?
No, not really. She just
oh, right. Well, perfect. Right on. What's her name?
Nita, N-I-T-A.
Nita, the whole day is dedicated to you. Hell, the whole week on KLOS is dedicated to you, Nita.
I miss Nita.
Yeah, Nita's the best. Hi, Nita. 81-year-old Nita.
Did not want to talk to us.
No. She's a wise woman.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Dinerosaurus Rex is waiting to hear the word fitness. That's almost a dirty word to me, fitness. I'm just not a fitness.
You're not a fitness buff.
No. But fitness is the word to text to him right now, 68255. It's day three.
Nice. Successful-ish.
Yeah. There's a couple fires.
Sure.
You know, and what have you. Should we take one more call before Greg Behero wanders in?
Yeah, let's do that.
Hello, KLOS Radio.
Hello. Is this Greg Behero?
Oh, no, he's not here yet. What kind of dirt do you have on Greg Behero? We've been looking for some dirt on Greg.
Well, I hear he likes the Fresno news a lot.
Yeah, that's true. He does. And there's always so many exciting things going on. My mind is blown sometimes, right?
But one thing I will say is that he tweeted that he was in his office hiding, but he can't hide from himself.
You don't know him.
Who are you?
My name's Kat. I'm just a fan of the show. I'm bored. I'm trying not to study, but I probably should go back to it.
Ah, you're using us to procrastinate.
Kat, has Greg ever put you on the air and seemed to be nice to you and then suddenly ask you if you were smoking marijuana, which is one of his favorite things to do?
Well, it's funny. I work at a pot shop.
Yay!
There you go. There it is.
Which one?
Tokyo Smoke, but I don't smoke weed, which is kind of funny.
Oh, that's weird.
It's kind of a waste.
Yeah, is that the usual? I mean, do most people that work there not, or what's the usual with that?
No, everyone smokes pretty much but me.
Huh.
Wow. You do edibles.
No, I just, I'm high on life, man.
No. 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 No.